I've been feeling pretty good. Just feel like I've made adjustments over the past 2 weeks. Kind of changed my delivery, my mechanics a bit, and I feel like it's paying off. I compete, I battle regardless, like I said. So just felt like I had everything rolling. Me and Ramos were on a really good page as far as sequencing and as far as pitch calling. I feel like just kind of our sequences today were awesome.
You talk about the sequences, having that cutter and sinker work off each other the way that they did tonight. Just, I mean, how in sync were you there?
Yeah, I figured something out with my cutter, so I'm excited going forward. Like you said, I felt like I can throw my sinker or cutter in any count to anybody, and I feel like they're good pitches when I'm keeping them down in the zone. But this lineup is incredible. You really have to keep an emphasis on keeping the ball down, especially in this ballpark, and I felt like I did that all night.
That being said, it looked like, especially the lefties, you were not just keeping it in, but at times getting guys out up and in. Is that something just game plan specific to these guys?
Yeah. I learned I'm manipulating my cutter a little bit, making it bigger, making it smaller when I need to. So I'm confident, man. I'm confident regardless. I go out there and get hit around, but it's not going to waver at all. So I'm excited for my next start and just kind of keep this going.
Is that just grip, the pressure you put on it?
That's a bunch of things, delivery, grip, there's a bunch of things that go on executing pitches, so I'm on it, man. I'm working daily just to make myself better each and every start.
I feel you and Ramos have kind of meshed here.
Yeah, it's new, man. I just came over here, so it's hard to kind of get on the same sequencing, especially when you come over in a playoff push. It's hard to kind of get that spring training phase in there. So I think the more I start to throw to Ramos, Nito, the better relationship I'll start to develop, and the better I'll be able to execute going forward, honestly.
How have you liked working with Phil in your time here?
Phil's been awesome. He's been awesome. He's been great, man. I think he does a great job at kind of identifying what we need as pitchers, not making us all cookie cutter, not kind of preaching the same thing to everybody. He really identifies what kind of makes each individual work and just kind of preaches that. So I love Phil, man.
Among the changes and tweaks you've mentioned, did any of them come from him where he said, hey, try this or try that, and then...
Not necessarily came from him. It was something that I decided to do on my own, but it was something that I talked to him about, and he was very behind, and I went through my bullpen when I decided to make that change with him out there, and he was kind of in tune with me, and it was awesome to have him there kind of hyping me up and telling me that everything was where it needed to be.
Well, you guys are sitting there now. You picked up the game tonight. It's 4 back, 11 to go. How do you feel about the team?
This group is amazing, man. Honestly, we show up with the same confidence every day. I think we can rattle off some wins here. I think we can get hot. I think everyone believes that. So it's just a matter of going out there and doing it.
The number of cutters you threw tonight, is that kind of a game plan thing going in, or is that you started to feel really comfortable with it?
Comfortable, game plan, seeing swings, obviously. The main emphasis that everyone kind of thinks about me is sinker, sinker, sinker. So anytime I can kind of get off that sinker, it's pretty big.